This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days of Prayer. In these teachings, you'll learn how to cultivate a powerful prayer life and experience breakthroughs in your relationship challenges, financial difficulties, bad habits, health crises, and many other areas of your life. Don't miss a single day of this life-changing series. Now, in just a little while, we're going to tell you how you can get Bible verse scripture cards with the key verses for this series, 40 Days of Prayer. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com. Or, if you want, you can connect with us by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called How to Pray for Healing and Restoration.
God loves humble people. Let me give you five things God will do in your life if you'll work on this. Write these down. If I'm humble, God will guide me. If I'm humble, God will guide me. You ever going, I don't know what to do. I don't know what step I should take. I don't know whether I should get in or get out. I don't want to say hold on or let go. When you don't know which way to turn and you're confused, get humble. If I'm humble, God will guide me. Psalm 25:9, God leads the humble in the right way, and he teaches them his will. You want to know God's will? God's will is not given to prideful people, arrogant people, self-sufficient people. The humbler you are, the more God will guide you, the fewer mistakes you'll make in life. That's a benefit. Let me give you a second benefit. If I'm humble, God will not only guide me, he'll bless me. He's promised this all through Scripture. I just gave you one verse right there, Isaiah 66:2. I will bless those who have humble and contrite hearts. God doesn't bless ego trippers. God doesn't bless prideful people. God doesn't bless people who are, secretly think they're better than everybody else. No, he says, I'll bless those who have humble and contrite hearts. Number three, if I'm humble, God will give me the power to change. If I'm humble, God will give me the power to change. You know what the power to change is? It's one word. It's called grace. Grace is the power to change. You need grace to make changes in your life. And there's stuff in your life you'd like to change, but you can't. You've tried. You won't. The only way you're going to get it changed is with the grace of God. Where, how do you get the grace of God in your life, the power you need for change? Well, he says, James 4:6, God opposes the proud, but God gives grace to the humble. The more humble you are, the more grace God gives you. The more proudful you are, the more on the opposite side you are, and you're going to lose that battle because your arms are too short to box with God. God opposes the proud. Every time I'm prideful, I'm on the opposite side of God. I don't want to be there. You don't want to be there. But every time I'm humble, God gives me the grace that I need. And what's that? It's the power to change. He says, I'll guide you. I'll bless you. I'll give you grace. Number four, if I'm humble, God says, I will relieve your stress. When I am humble, my stress goes down. When I'm prideful, my stress goes up. It's true. Jesus says in Matthew 11:29, take the yoke that I give you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and I'm humble. See, Jesus is humble. And he says, and I will restore the deep rest for your soul. The deep rest for your soul. Wouldn't you like that, the deep rest for your soul? How do you get deep rest for your soul when you think, I'm all dried up, I got nothing to give, I've got nothing left in me? The faucet, I'm tapped out, it's gone. I'm at the end of my rope, I'm ready to throw in the towel, all those expressions. How do you get the deep rest you need? Humility. Look at that. Take my yoke, learn from me, because I'm humble. And he says, if you learn from me, he said, then it will restore deep rest into your soul. So humility begins with admitting, I'm not in control. God, you're God, and I'm not. Number two, The second key is ask God for help. If you need something in your life restored, if you need something in your life healed, first, admit I'm not in control, humble myself. I can't do it on my own. And second, I ask God for help. How do you do that? If my people will pray. If my people will pray. I ask God for help. And when I ask God for help, I realize I'm not waiting on God. He's been waiting on me. You know, whatever you've wanted restored in your life, have you been praying about it? Have you been asking God for that kind of help? He says, I'll give it to you. And he says, I'll give you the kind of help that you need. Now, the truth is, for many people, healing, asking God for healing, God, I need healing in my body. I need healing in my mind. I need healing in my marriage. Healing is a scary thing to a lot of people. So how do you do it? How do you pray for healing? Let me just give you a couple tips. Write these down. Let me give you 4 or 5 tips right here on how do I say, Lord, I need you. How do I say that? Well, you're first going to need some confidence to do this. So look at this verse. John chapter 16, Jesus says this in verse 23 and 24. Jesus said, I tell you the truth. My Father will give you anything you ask. My Father will give you anything you ask for in my name. Now, until now, Jesus says, you haven't asked for anything in my name. Ask. I want you to ask. You know, over 20 times in the New Testament, you are commanded by God to ask in prayer. He says it over and over. Ask and you'll be given. Seek and you'll find. Ask anything. Ask everything. Ask and you'll receive so that your joy will be the fullest joy possible. Now, that verse gives us the first 2 tips on how to pray for healing. I hope you're writing this down. Okay, here's the first thing you do when you want to pray for healing. First thing is, remember, Jesus wants me to ask. That'll give you confidence. Whatever you've got going on in your life, I don't know if I should pray for this. Jesus says ask. And look what he says there. He says, ask anything. Ask anything in my name. He says, remember that I want you to ask. It's his idea. Have you ever thought about this? We've been talking about prayer for over a month now. Why does God want you to ask for stuff in prayer? Why does he do that? The reason God wants you to ask for stuff in prayer is that's the only way you're going to learn how to trust him. It's like with a parent and a child. How's a child learn to trust a parent? The child has a need. Then the child expresses the need, usually through crying. The parent hears the need. The parent meets the need. The child trusts the parent. And that's done thousands and thousands of times growing up. That's how a child learns to trust the parent. I have a need. I admit a need. I express the need. Parent hears the need. Parent meets the need. Trust. Repeat again. The same is true with your Heavenly Father. If you're not asking God for anything, you're not learning how to trust him. If you're not asking God for anything, if you're not saying, Lord, I need you, I need this, you're not asking him, you're not trusting him. So in this verse, he says first, Jesus wants me to ask. And the second thing, here's the second tip, ask in Jesus' name. He says, ask in my name. In other words, on the basis of what Jesus paid for on the cross. Jesus paid for everything you need on the cross. It's like if you were to walk into a fancy restaurant and you'd had no way of getting in there and you didn't know anybody, but you knew the owner, and the owner said, just flash my name when you walk in. I said, I come in the name of Bob. Oh, come right in. I come in the name of Bob. There's some places you could use my name, it'll get you in. There's some places you use my name, you get kicked out. But when you come in the name of Jesus to the Father, you got instant access. So I realize Jesus wants me to ask, and I realize, so I don't need to be reticent or hesitant to pray for healing of my body or anything else. He says, I want you to ask. Ask anything in my name. Now, I know what somebody's saying. You got an objection. Excuse me, Rick. I don't get everything I pray for. What's wrong with this verse? All right, let's just take it one step at a time. First, you say, I don't get everything I pray for. What's up? Okay, look closely at that verse right now. Do you see the word everything in that verse? No, you see the word anything. What that verse says is you can ask for anything. It doesn't say I'll give you everything. Big difference between anything and everything. Does that make sense? Jesus says, I don't want you worrying about, is this okay to pray for or not? He says, you can pray for anything. I'll figure out whether it's legit or not. So if you trust God, you say, God, you told me to pray for anything. Okay, here's what I'm going to pray for this. God will figure out whether that's best for you at this time. It's part of his plan for this time. He doesn't say, I'll give you everything. He says, you can ask anything. I'll figure out which of these are legit, which of these should be done right now or not. So go ahead and ask. He says he'll sort it out in his plan. Now the next verse there on your outline gives us two more tips. In James 5, he says, is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. We were doing that earlier. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he sinned, he'll be forgiven. All right, now, here's a third tip about how to pray for healing based on that verse. Write this down. Third tip in praying for healing, get other people to pray with you. That's important. Now, it doesn't have to be elders. Here it's using elders. But anybody in our church could pray for you. Any believer could pray for you, for your healing. Now, and by the way, well, you know, we covered this when we covered he anoints my head with oil, but there's no healing power in oil, but it is a beautiful symbol of the Holy Spirit. And so it's fine. If you want to anoint someone with the oil, anoint them with oil. It's a symbol of God's presence and spirit. There's nothing magical about it. You don't have to have an elder. Just get somebody to be with you and pray with you. I don't know where you need restoration. I don't know where you need healing, but this is the time to take advantage of somebody praying for you and anointing you with oil. Well, you say, you have to have a pastor? No. Do I have to have like 10 people? No, you could do it with one. Look at this verse up here on the screen. Jesus said, I tell you, if just two of you on earth agree together about anything, there's that word again, anything you ask for. It doesn't say everything. It says anything you want to ask for, agree on it. It will be done for you by my Father in heaven. He says, oh, you only need two. You don't have to have like 50 people praying for you. Fine, get 50 people praying for you. He says you could have two people, just one other person. Now, in that verse that we just read in James, where he says, and the prayer of faith will make the sick person well, that's the fourth tip. Believe and expect an answer. If you want to pray for healing for somebody, this is how you do it. Remember, Jesus wants me to ask. Ask in Jesus' name. Get other people to pray with you and believe and expect an answer. He says the prayer of faith, offered in faith, will make the sick person well. And then there's one other tip, and it's in this next verse, Ephesians 5:16 or 5:18. It says there, pray in the Spirit at all times, with all kinds of prayer, asking for all that you need. To do this, you must always be ready, never give up, always pray for all God's people. Are you seeing all the alls in this verse? You might circle them all the alls and all the always. Pray all the time, all kinds of prayer, for all you need, always be ready, always pray for all God's people. Circle the alls and the always. That's tenacity. That's the fifth key to praying for someone's healing. Keep on praying till God tells you to stop. You don't like pray one time and then say, well, forget that. You just keep praying and you keep praying and keep praying because God's timing is perfect. You don't know when it is. Sometimes God does a restoration instantly. Sometimes he does it in an hour or a day or a week. Sometimes He takes years. God is responsible for the answer. We're responsible to ask. All right? So if you need healing in every area of your life, you need restoration. First, I admit I'm not in control. And I evidence my humility in all those different ways we talked about. And then I ask God for help. And I'm not worried about it. I'm bold because Jesus tells me to ask. And I just say, Lord, I need you. Because that's what he wants to hear. He wants to hear you just say, God, I need you. He goes, I know, but I want you to say it. Because everything in the whole universe I planned for you. And if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, God, I am not in control. You are. I'm not. You're God. I'm not. Will humble themselves and pray, God, I need your help. I need you. Oh, I need you. Then we come to the third premise for the promise. If my people will humble themselves and pray, and number three, seek my face. Write this down. Third key, seek God, not a miracle. I seek God. I seek God's face, not a miracle. It's okay to want a miracle. That's fine. It's okay to want healing and restoration. But that's not what you seek. If my people will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, not seek a miracle, not seek a sign, not seek healing, not seek prosperity, not seek 1,000 other gifts of God. Stop seeking the gift and just go, God, I want you. I want you. I want to know you. And when you seek God, you get everything else. But God is not a vending machine. And there are unfortunately many millions of Christians today who spend all their time seeking what God has to give them and nothing in seeking God himself. If my people will seek my face, seek him, not merely the blessing. If my people will seek my face, Lord, what does that mean? It means, Lord, whether I get the answer that I want or not, I want to know you. Whether I get the healing that I want or not, whether I get the restoration I want or not, whether I get the answer I want or not, I am seeking you. And as I come to you, if I don't get what I think is best for me, I'm going to be satisfied with what you think is best for me. And out of this whole ordeal, coming out of my pain in the divorce, coming out of my pain in the loss of a child, coming out of the miscarriage, coming out of the being laid off or whatever, I'm seeking you. Not the blessing, not the gift, not the miracle. I'm seeking you. I want to know you, God.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, one of the things you ask us about most here on Daily Hope are the Bible scripture cards. We get a ton of requests for them. So Pastor Rick has added another deck of scripture cards with 40 of the key verses from this 40 Days of Prayer series that will transform your prayer life. These colorful, eye-catching cards will help you memorize the Word of God so you have it when you need it most. Something you hear Pastor Rick talking about all the time. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you the 40 Days of Prayer scripture cards to say thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Just go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of the 40 Days of Prayer scripture cards, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I love the letters that you send to me. Here's one from a guy named Mike.
He says he's learning so much from Daily Hope that he wants to pass it on to others. And here's what he writes. Rick, I've been reading Daily Hope devotional since 2009. I started listening to the Daily Hope audio teachings daily, and sometimes I listen to 3 or 4 per day. Wow, Mike. He says, with the cup of coffee in my hand and Daily Hope in my ear at the beginning of every day, I just feel uplifted. You know, oftentimes I'm pretty convicted, but I always come away knowing that my Father in heaven loves me. Mike writes, you know, last September, after listening to your daily messages on the 40 Days of Love series, I ordered that series and I have listened to it 6 or 7 times. Every time I listen to each CD, he says, I pick up another golden nugget of information. I am so impressed with all the truth in this series that I'm going to be ordering a series for each of my children and a special friend of mine that's a Christian, but because of her upbringing, is having difficulty understanding the love that God has for her. You know, part of your relationship with Jesus is being able to tell your life story to others, to let them know how God has transformed your life. Did you know that when you share your story of transformation and hope, other people get blessed as well? So tell somebody today about God's work in your life. I want you to just think about this. Who could you tell your story to today? Just think about that and then do it. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Daily Hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.